I would like to ask for prayers for a very special friend. His name is Pierre Bowie. He's 19 years old, and he sustained a stroke at the age of 3. He has really been, has overcome many, many challenges due to the damage that this stroke gave him. His most recent challenge is he's been living with a tracheostomy, which is a hole in your neck where you breathe through. And he's hoping that the doctors at Shands at Gainesville on October 14th will be able to close that successfully so that he can live a more normal life in his view. So please keep Pierre in your prayers.
I would like everyone to pray for my grandmother. She's been sick right now. She's back in the hospital with all of her organs failing. A lot of underlying issues with the situation. So she's literally in the hospital suffering. And hopefully she'll go home soon, whether it be where God needs her to be up there with him or whether she needs to be here. And praise for today and how everything's going and all the recovering addicts and the ones out there still sick, and pray that they will find their way as well.
Other praise or prayer concerns? Leonard?
Prayer for a client of mine. Went to trial on Friday and he was convicted. And based on what I know of it, he got back on crack and that led him into some stuff that led him into the charges. And he's probably going to get a healthy prison term. And I would pray for him that this will be something that will be constructive to the extent that being incarcerated can be.
I'd like to pray for safe travels for my brother and sister-in-law as they go back to England.
I wanted to also quote the obvious that keep a prayers for the teen challenge. I personally know about addictions, and the only way you can do it is through God's hand. I've got almost two years clean, and it really works.
I want to give praise also for being here with what I call my best friend. But I covet your prayers for my daughter's best friend, who a week ago Wednesday was able to say, "I am an alcoholic." And she has two small children. Her marriage is falling apart because of the alcoholism. And when my daughter took her to AA Wednesday a week ago, she just said, "Thank you for loving me this much." And her name is Karen, and she is from Virginia. But please keep her in your prayers because it is a struggle. Amen. Thank you.
I want to have prayer for our family because we're still making decisions about my mother's property, and also my sister Donna that came out of rehab, that she continues to stay strong and continue to keep her in your prayers because She's been battling alcoholism for several years, and she's only been out of rehab for less than a month. So,
other praise or prayer concerns?
I probably don't need this, but I just want to thank God Almighty for being all people's lives. And His power is the truth. And as long as you never leave that focus on Him, He that's like He says, He's never going to forsake anybody. He will be there for everybody and heal them of any problems that they have. You got to believe and you got to understand. And it's not easy, but He's the man, and He will take care of everything. Just appreciate everything, and for all the ones I've been here, for all the ones, like George said earlier, that have come before us, God bless them. And for all the ones that come behind us, Lord be with them, because He's the greatest thing there is.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I have one more praise. I am so grateful that I have this community, this church community, behind me. And I honestly do not know where I would be if I wasn't in this room right now with all you guys. And everyone has just welcomed me from the minute that I walked in y'all's lives. And I will always be in debt with that. But I know the reason that is possible is because of God. And I am very, very grateful for being in these rooms. And, I mean, I just can't stress it enough. And it is definitely God's work for all of us to be able to come together and be able to give fellowship and grace like this. And it is just, I don't know, there's just literally words not to explain it. And I just really needed to get that out. And I am very blessed for someone like me to be in. It's just awesome. So praise God for that.
Let's bow together in prayer.